This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Summer may seem like a time for relaxation and fun, but it can sometimes be stressful for parents. Most schools in the U.S. have a 10 to 11 week summer vacation, and only a quarter of families have a parent at home during this time. Working parents can't always afford to place their kids in expensive programs or take nice vacations. Affordable summer camps, programs, and recreation, such as through Camp Joy and the Salvation Army, can be a solution for these families. And joining us to talk about how these camps offer opportunities for lower-income families and how they help kids grow, our leader of the youth camp programs at Camp Joy, Joel Van Egbert, Business Development Director at Camp Joy, Kevin Hackman, and Corps Officer and Pastor at the Salvation Army, Captain Malcolm Daniels. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Joel, Kevin, and Malcolm, thanks so much for being here this afternoon. So this can be a really big issue for parents. I mean, you have to work. Your kids are at home, though, during the summer. Camp and recreation programs, daycare, they can be expensive, especially if you're a lower-income family. So what is a parent to do? Where do we start, Joel?
Well, I think the first thing is choosing to send your child to any camp is a great decision for a parent. And there's a lot of options out there. But I think knowing what your child wants and what you want as an outcome as a parent is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, what do you think?
I would agree. I think one of the ways that we see youth development go is that when they have a mentor outside of the family unit, that really sets children up for success. And camp is a great place to find that mentor, that role model for the future.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm?
It seems as if when that school bell lets out for the final time for the school year, the parents are like, what do I do with my children? And then they look in their wallet or their bank account and they're like, man, there's really nothing for them. So really we're here to let them know that there are options and to really expound on those options.
But just how expensive can it be to send a kid to a summer camp?
To send a kid to summer camp, you're looking at it's a big piece of change, $500 to $600 per child. And thankfully, with the Salvation Army, we have private donors that are able to fund that. So you're essentially sending your child to camp you're looking at $10 to even $35 for that entire week. And that includes everything that they need that they may not be getting at home.
513-419-7100 if you would like to join the conversation. So it does have a big impact on family budgets.
It does, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think a lot of that is being able to know what camps are going to provide additional support, being able to articulate the type of support that you need, and again, sending your child to the camp that you think is going to have the biggest impact. I know I'm a new parent myself, and one of the rules I made is that my daughter won't go to my summer camp, so I'm going to have to deal with all of this stuff eventually, and being able to know camps, being able to talk and speak to the camp director. I know for me as a camp director, I love getting tough questions asked by parents so that I can hopefully make them feel comfortable, give them some trust, and ultimately help them get closer to what they're looking for.
How does summer camp help a kid grow? What ways do you see this helping kids?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that myself and other parents need to realize is that the idea of independence, confidence, grit, resiliency doesn't happen when children are with parents. And that's why camp's a great place. Getting them away from parents is one of the best way to teach kids how to be the person that they want to be, mm-hmm. To give them independence, give them confidence, to be able to navigate life's issues. And camp is a great testing ground. If they can navigate a tough hike, a ropes course, a swim test, learn how to shoot a bow and arrow, be able to express themselves through a creative arts activity, that transfers back home in really profound ways.
Malcolm, what kind of opportunities do you see for kids to grow?
I see the opportunity for them to get out of their home, to get out of their environment. I mean, let's face it, most of these kids that we serve, the environments that they're in are not the greatest. We're talking impoverished environments, meals not being served at home, not getting breakfast, not getting the essentials that human beings need. So for them to branch out, to go to a camp where they're able to, make friendships, make bonds, have a lifetime memory, and to build up on that, what it means to be away from the elements, the things that may, drive you to do something bad or something that's not good. So you would go to camp and you'd be in a positive environment around kids who may be even going through the same issues at home.
Which kids typically qualify for the lower income programs? What are the eligibility standards?
Sure. I can speak for Camp Joy. Our eligibility is financial based. So it's a very minimal registration fee, and then really based off of financial need, it's a sliding scale. So our foundation out at Camp Joy provides much of the support for the campers that come out. And so our goal is to not turn away a camper. If they can't pay anything, we can cover that. If they can pay part of it, you know, we ask that, because then it can help those other dollars go further to support different campers as well.
Mm-hmm. And Malcolm, what about the Salvation Army programs?
For the Salvation Army, really, it depends on what location you're at. For instance, my location in Covington, we make available a certain amount of spots. And most of the people that come into our building that we serve can't afford to send their kids to camp, but they ask about it. They're like, what can I do for my kid for the summer? And we tell them the options. We have two, whether the summer day camp or the away camp or the overnight camp. And, well, they look at us and go, how much does that cost? It must cost a fortune. We're like, well, it does cost a fortune, but there are people who have actually paid to help you and your child for that to happen. And they get excited when we tell them that. But they also realize that there's only X amount of spots. And so it's really based on a first-come, first-served type of deal.
So if you're going to apply for one of the programs, I guess you would want to get in as soon as you possibly can, in early.
That's right, as soon as you possibly can. I mean, we had people come in right after Christmas in January and say, when's summer camp sign up? We're like, well, summer's camp not until June, but we'll take your information down and let you know when the registration is opening.
Do these spots go pretty fast at Camp Joy?
Absolutely. We were just talking today, you know, registration for 2017 will open around Thanksgiving this year. And our hope is that we're filled up by January 1st and ready to go. Spots do go quickly.
How much is filled up in Camp Joy's case? How many kids are we talking?
We serve about 120 or so a week, 150, just depends. And then we have 10 weeks of summer that we serve. But at Camp Joy, we serve a variety of different camps. So we serve not only campers from low-income backgrounds, campers that are youth in foster care, but we also serve a lot of children from Children's Hospital and other medical specialty camps. So we're running multiple programs at the same time. So it's quite a logistical kind of puzzle that goes together.
I have this picture, mate. It must be just a logistical challenge to get through this with all these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at just this week, we had 145 amputees from all over the country. In addition to a year-round program, this is a summer camp portion called Fostering Success, which is a lot of incredible foster care kiddos. In addition to, we have a tubular sclerosis camp arriving today. So it's, for me, it's great because I bump into incredible people everywhere I go. But for our counselors, they get to dive in deep and get to know really unique, different kids every single week.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And Allison in College Hill joins us now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a comment to add. I am the youth program coordinator for the Contemporary Dance Theater, which is situated in College Hill. And this August, we are running a one-week dance camp for children ages 3 to 10. And because we're a nonprofit, we have most of our students that come from financially needy families. And we are able to offer full and partial scholarships to all of our students. And I just wanted to sort of point that out as an option for families. They can visit our website at cbt-dance.org or call our studio at 591-1222 to get more information about dance camp and scholarships.
And Allison, you say it's a one-week camp. Are there plans maybe in the future to expand this and make it a longer camp?
Well, we actually host other camps throughout the summer that are that rent from us. So we do a one-week dance camp every August, and we do plan to continue that in the future.
Allison, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it. And she's... I guess if you look, there are all kinds of opportunities for kids out there. You just have to know where to look.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, again, as a parent, there are loads of options. Just Googling Summer Camp Cincinnati is going to pull up at least 10 pages full of incredible summer camp programs. It's just knowing what you want, tuning into what your kid does. And, you know, some of the programs that are represented here today, Mark, offer lots of different activities. So there's some one-stop shops that do a little bit of everything. And then, like Allison mentioned, there's some very specific focused programmatic options as well.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you would like to join the conversation. Now, tell me about Camp Joy. Where is that located, and how many acres? What's the setting like?
Yeah, it's located right outside of Clarksville in Clinton County, and 317 acres, I believe so. It's beautiful. It's a combination wetland environment, a lot of forested areas, big, beautiful, natural prairies. Just a lot of cozy cabins. We have yurts and a lot of incredible program facilities, ropes courses, ponds, things of that nature.
Are a lot of the children, you're working with children from urban settings?
They are, yeah. Camp Joy is about 79 years old this year and started in the west end of Cincinnati. And so I've always had that as the core of our mission, to serve children from urban areas, bring them out. And the name actually came about from giving children a place of joy. Right, getting them out of the city and getting them into a peaceful, more natural environment.
We will take a short break, and you can join our conversation by calling 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney, and joining us to talk about how camps offer opportunities for lower-income families and how they help kids grow are leader of the youth camp programs at Camp Joy, Joel Van Egbert, business development director at Camp Joy, Kevin Hackman, and corps officer and pastor at the Salvation Army, Captain Malcolm Daniels. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Malcolm, tell me about some of the specific programs that the Salvation Army offers that are geared for lower-income kids.
Some of the programs that we offer, depending on by which location Salvation Army that you are nearby to, most people associate us with Christmas help. You know, they see the kettles and they say, oh, you know, I'm giving a dollar so that a child can, you know, have a toy or a family can have a meal for Christmas. But they don't know that the need goes year round, including in the summer, that children need to do something in the summer rather than just hang out and just cause some sort of trouble or lose learning. They have to retain the learning that they learn throughout the school year, or make friendships or develop relationships. And so throughout the year, the people who support the Salvation Army can see that the need is great. It's not just at Christmas, but also Christmas in July as well, that it's year-round. And so the programs we offer, again, you got after-school programs, help, tutoring help for children, help, whether it's, you know, rental utility assistance, spiritual guidance, men's program, women's program, children's program. So we cater to all ages and all genders.
What's the application process for the programs?
The application process for camp specifically is to go to your nearest Salvation Army or to call them and to find out, hey, are there any spots open? And then you receive a prelim application, you fill that out, return that with your payment, and then you receive a physical form for your child to get a physical so that they can attend a camp.
What about at Camp Joy? Tell me about the programs that you're offering. You've got some specific things that are set up for kids who are low income. What are those?
Sure. Joy does a mix of ways of recruiting campers. So part of it is we'll reach out to youth serving agencies around the Cincinnati area, really the whole region. We serve kids from kind of Dayton to northern Kentucky. Partner with agencies to bring out a certain number of campers from those agencies, Boys and Girls Club, St. Vincent de Paul, you know, and agencies similar to those. But we also get a lot of individual enrollment as well. And that's just parents that are going to our website or, you know, maybe have connected with somebody at their local church or another agency that they're connected with to get the registration form.
Mm-hmm. And so you're reaching out to low-income youth and their families. You also reach out to youth and families who are affiliated with Children's Services.
Correct. Absolutely.
And the specialty camps that you have for youth and families, can you tell me more about those?
Sure. The specialty camps we've been doing for a long time, and those are most of the medical programs. It ranges from everything from children that have had a heart condition or some sort of heart surgery, children with arthritis, diabetes, hemophilia, HIV and AIDS, sickle cell, like Joel just mentioned, the amputee coalition program that we run. And then we also partner with a few of the local hospices to do some grief programs for kids through the summer, really for children that have lost somebody recently, and help them to get out and just connect with somebody else and process through that grief. But really the biggest theme I think that runs through all of our camp programs is we're creating an environment where kids can build a network of support, right? They can make a friend, they can find a role model, they can find a good mentor. And the same for the Salvation Army. It's children experiencing similar situations, being able to talk the same talk, walk the same walk as somebody else, and not be a different person in that environment, but everybody is connected and has that same experience.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us, and let's talk with Mary in Fairfield. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I wanted to talk about how wonderful it is to be a camp volunteer or to be employed by a camp as a young adult, those who may be in high school or college. I was able to work at a Girl Scout camp when I was in college or when I was in high school. And throughout college, I worked at a summer camp on the East Coast that was an 8-week long camp. And by doing that, it really built a solid foundation for me of leadership, compassion, and understanding of individual interactions between children and between adults as well. And it's such a great work experience that now, as a manager of people, when I look at somebody's resume and I see that they've been a camp counselor, it really stands out to me because of those skills that are very valuable for young adults to learn.
Mary, thank you for the call.
Absolutely, Mary. Mary, is she still on the line?
Mary, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Mary, what can I ask what your Girl Scout name was?
My Girl Scout name was Theo.
There you go. I love that. And I, you know, for me, as I've progressed through this awesome career, I love watching our counselors grow and just this summer watching them become confident leaders. You know, I believe that camp is for everyone that's involved, myself included. And it's so great to hear you say that because I cannot think of a more diverse, tough job for a young person to go through. Anyone listening that's looking to hire anyone in the fall, if they have camp on their resume, I would highly encourage giving them an opportunity.
Now, how did you both get started working with camp, Joy? Because I think you both have interesting stories about how you became affiliated with the camp.
Yeah, I started in 1999. I was a last-minute hire about a week before the summer started. Had never done camp before and was terrified. Kind of had an idea, like some of you listening at home might think of those movies like Ernest Goes to Camp or Salute Your Shorts, and that kind of cliche summer camp idea. And that's what I had in my head. And I remember having a distinct moment where I wanted to walk away. And I decided to open the door and start singing the songs. And it profoundly changed my life. I've been doing the same career for 18 years. I left Joy for 11 years and went to Colorado and consulted and worked with a lot of camps out there and was beyond excited to have the opportunity to come back to be camp director at the same place that I started at.
So do you feel like you benefited just as much as the kids you work with?
Hands down, absolutely. I owe who I am to summer camp.
Kevin, what about you? How did you become affiliated with Camp Joy?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually a camper in 1993 through the diabetes camp.
You were a customer,
that's out there,
okay.
Camp Corlitz, that's out there, okay. and fell in love with the place right away. Came back and volunteered for that week through high school and college. Met Joel and a lot of other folks that encouraged me and said, come on, just make it the whole summer. Do it for real. And right out of college, started my first year there and have been there full time for 15 years. So my wife and I met at camp. It's just it's definitely made me who I am and a phenomenal career and a phenomenal place to be.
513-419-7100 to join the conversation. Let's talk with Doug in Lebanon. Hi, Doug.
Hi. I had a question about the camp. I've got a daughter with cerebral palsy that's in a wheelchair. And so how accessible is the camp setting if you're in a wheelchair or maybe a walker?
Sure. Camp Joy, we've done a few programs for children with cerebral palsy in the past. Did some work through Children's Hospital and the Kelly Center that's down there. In terms of accessibility, it is a camp. We have some gravel trails, but a lot of paved trails as well. And each camp really is sort of a case-by-case basis. Do a program for youth with spina bifida that mostly use power chairs. And they're able to navigate camp pretty effectively. Same deal with our amputee camp. But again, it's a case-by-case basis, and definitely open to exploring that if you'd like to come out and get a tour of camp and see what we can do to help.
Malcolm, in the Salvation Army programs, accessibility.
more or less the same of Camp Joy. But I also would encourage you to really go out and to see what the camp is all about, to get the sort of almost a full camp experience of, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of gravel everywhere and a lot of grass and a lot of walking and hiking and extracurricular activities. So really, it's almost like a college tour. You want to see, you know, what's best for your child. So you go with your child and visit and see if it's comfortable enough for you and your child.
So the camps are actually open. People can come through and take a tour.
Yeah, we appreciate you giving us a call
before you go out.
Yeah, and we'll give you a fancy visitor badge, and we have some great golf carts that will show you the campus, and a lot of our counselors are beyond excited to show you the place in which they work.
So, Kevin, I'm curious. Joel was describing his perceptions when he first took on this job and thought of Ernest Goes to Camp. What about yourself? Did you have any perceptions about being a counselor and working in the camp like that?
I think for me, one of the greatest perceptions I had that was quickly shifted was, you know, I had those counselors in my mind from when I was a camper of who are these folks that just made a difference for me. And I wanted to be like them. And so my first day, I thought, you know, I'm going to do exactly what Paul did. This is how I'm going to get the kids to, you know, go to bed at night and all that. And it kind of blew up in my face, right? but I learned very quickly that you have to be you. You can't necessarily counsel as someone else has. You have to have that authenticity. And so that was really where the perception shifted for me and, you know, made the big change and kept me around.
So when we started the conversation, we were talking about it's difficult for parents, working parents, and lower income parents especially during the summer, to know, you know, what can I do for the kids? I mean, they're going to be at home for long stretches by themselves. So I'm just wondering, Malcolm, what advice do you have for parents about how to deal with this kind of thing during the summer?
To reach out as soon as you can. Really, spots fill up quickly for summer camp, both away and at home. So really, if you're struggling in a bind to find something for your child, call the local Salvation Army, see what they can offer. And if we can't offer anything, we can at least point you in the right direction as to someone who may be offering something that'll really be, you know, a light burden on your pocket.
Kevin, what would be your advice?
Same deal. Register early for Camp Joy. And if we have a wait list, we're always willing to direct you to other camps. I know we probably share a lot of campers with the Salvation Army. They kind of go from our camp to Swanecki and back. But another resource is the American Camp Association. They have a great searchable website that can really target camps designed for your child. In your area, you can filter by financial need, medical need, and all that.
How common is it, Kevin, for you to have a wait list?
We have a wait list all summer.
Really?
So after we have our week of registration, we're calling folks if we have folks that have to cancel at the last minute or don't show up. And so we'll try to fill as many spots as possible, but there is a wait list for all of our weeks this summer.
So this is always really in demand then?
I would say yes, yeah.
And Joel, what would be your advice to parents?
You know, I understand there's a human element to it too. And it's summer right now as we speak. It's July. We're in the thick of it. And you may be listening to this and be like, man, I would love to do this. Is there a way I can do this summer? Give us a call and call a camp. Call Salvation Army. And if there is a way, just like Kevin said, if there's a way we can get you in there, we'll get you in there. Sometimes it might be the day of because we have a certain percentage of kids that for whatever reason sometimes just don't show up. And that leaves a small gap. We go to our waiting list. Sometimes our waiting list can't make that quick of a shift. If you're ready and it's a Monday, give us a call. We'll see what we can do.
You might be able to work something out then.
Yeah. If there's one thing camp folks are good at doing, we can work out and work through some pretty difficult situations for sure.
You're good at adapting. Well, Joel, Kevin, and Malcolm, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Leader of the youth camp programs at Camp Joy, Joel Van Egbert, Business Development Director at Camp Joy, Kevin Hackman, and Corps Officer and Pastor at the Salvation Army, Captain Malcolm Daniels. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Stephen Baum was the technical director. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney.